could pass the ball in and pull up three another one. Why not? That's it. His hand's on fire. He's got to make it. Let's see it. Oh, wait, where's JJ? Oh, they're just pulling him back. They're not going to do the pull-up three. That's no fun. But either way, handoff pass to Braden, who now has it. Gets it to JJ, who has it on the right side. Holding the ball. Gets the screen. Pass underneath. Nice 1-2 move. The nice feed to Shea Denizine on the two-pointer. It was set up. The coach made it. That was a coach-drawn-up play. Well executed by the boys there on the court. 42-31, Loggers lead by 11 again. All right. Eagles got the ball. Antonio, bounce pass over to Marks, the right side. Norson gets it in the right corner. Pull up three, looking short, and now it's Logger's ball. They're going quick. 1-2 step, tries to drive to the hoop. He succeeds to drive into the hoop, draws a foul. It's a missed shot, but he's going to have 2 points there. The Loggers seem to have taken advantage of this tempo and are absolutely forcing the Eagles to play really physical defense, and it's causing them to foul. All right. First free throw goes in. Nice job by Colin. I feel like if you're forcing the ref to call a foul tonight, it must have been a bad one. All right. Second free throw. It's off the top of the rim, and it's going to be rebounded by Cooper. All right, 43-31, 12-point lead. It's the largest of the night. 7 minutes remain in this game. The Eagles, although you still got time, you don't have that much. You got to start at least getting some points on the board. Because even though they're down by 12, I still think they're playing pretty good defense. Their offense has just been a little hit or miss tonight. Antonio back to Cooper on the right side, carrying it. Gets by the defender inside. Tries to float it in. Can't get it to drop. Rebound made by the Loggers. JJ with the ball now. Carrying up the court. I would be surprised if they try to slow it down here. Never mind. Pull up three. It's a little to the left. It's a miss, and it's going to be a rebound made by Cooper Mikulski. Somehow ends up with that ball. Sean Morgan has it. Underneath pass to Antonio. Then over the top to Marcus. 1-2 step for a Euro. Goes for the layup. He gets it to drop. That was so smooth. And that's 2 more points. 10-point lead for the Loggers, 43-33. And in 2 seconds, it'll be right now, 6 minutes left in this game. JJ's got the ball over to the right side. What's Shea do with it? Kicks it back to JJ, then the lane. Fakes the three, drives the hoop, runs into a wall of green, and he's 100% going to draw the foul as an arm hit him on the top of the head. All right. I don't know who the foul was on. They probably could have called that on three green jerseys as he basically got mugged on the way to the hoop.
He's a going, Lane.
And so Lane, he's kind of hurting after taking that one, but he's got his free throws coming up. There we go. Lane Abraham is one of their seniors, 6'3", and he has been a dominant force on defense tonight. And he's scored. Right now he's at 10 points for the game. Let's see if he can push it a little higher, and he does. On his fifth free throw make of the night. That's 11 points for him, and that is the lead right now. It's 44-33. Loggers with that lead. Here we go. Student section on their feet, getting excited. Ball is off the back of the rim. It's a miss. Antonio gets the ball to Jarrett now, who's carrying the court quickly. Gets by Josh Edwards, the freshman, going for the shot. It's a straight-up block! Shea Denison says, nah, shut down. Blocks the ball, and now Loggers carry up the court quickly. JJ with the ball. Puts the break. Kicks it to Josh Edwards. Trying to get to the hoop. Can't do it. Kicks it back to Lane. Then to JJ, who is at the top. Kicks it over to number 10 on the right side. What does Braden do? A little bit of dribbling. Facing up against the freshman, Sean Morgan. He decides to kick the ball out. Pass. They're in the left side of the corner. Here we go. After a couple passes, they're now in the right corner. With Shea, back to the top for JJ. Over to Josh on the left side. Now they're in the left corner. And the pull-up three, in and out. The ball is going to be Eagles' ball after the scrum for it went out of bounds. And we're going to have a timeout called by the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles with 5 minutes and 6 seconds left. Oh, we got ourselves a game. The Loggers have wrestled control. They're up 11, 44-33. We're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we'll have the rest of this game here at 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. We got boys varsity basketball here on tonight. Big game, rival schools. The Schwamigan and Screaming Eagles are here in Phillips against the home team, the Loggers, who currently hold the lead 44-33. Home crowd is pumped and happy to see that. There's 5 minutes and 6 seconds left in this game. And the Loggers right now kind of hold all the cards. They have two less fouls than the Eagles, and they have that 11-point lead. So if they can just play consistent offense and defense, they should be able to walk away with a game tonight. Cooper drives the hoop and makes it look easy despite being a complicated shot. Cooper cuts the lead down to 9. Cooper is starting to come alive here now with 8 points here in the second half. All right. Josh Edwards with the ball over to Shea, over to JJ on the right side. Back to Shea, over the lane, back to Josh. We're down the left corner. Fakes the shot, drives the hoop, goes for it, draws the foul. Block. There you go. Let's see if he can. Well, I think he would have hit that one if he didn't get fouled. All right. Josh Edwards got fouled. He's got two free throws here. Ball is up. And it's high. These rims do not want the free throws to go in. All right. Lane Abraham Sr. talking to his teammate, freshman Josh Edwards, saying, hey, you're good. You're good. Calm it down. And so here comes the second free throw. It's up, and it's in. It's in. Good job by Josh Edwards getting his first points of the game. Scores back to a 10-point lead with 4 minutes and 24 seconds. Eagles are starting to get to the point where the three-pointer has got to be their road to success here. If they can get one or two here, they can start to make this game spicy. However, if Cooper can keep getting points here, it's kind of like you're kind of in a point drought here and try to get some good defense. Antonio now. Marcus to the right side. Antonio inside. Going to call foul on Shea as it was he got pushed right as the ball was coming to him. So, I mean, it's only the Loggers, third foul of the game. So they're not really in team bonus threat here. There's 5 for the Eagles. They got to be careful. The Eagles are going to pass the ball in underneath the hoop here. 4 minutes and 5 seconds. Long pass to Mason at the top. Gets it to Jarrett. Then to Marcus Purdy on the right side. Underneath, Antonio gets the ball, dribbles, shoots it up. It's a nice touch. It's in. Antonio Pitzel. Man, the away crowd is getting loud, too. They just cut it the lead to 8. All right. Lane has the ball. Whoa, dribbles by. Euro step. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. Misses the shot again. It should be off the foot of the Loggers. Lane is upset there. He did everything right, except for making the shot. He even got the second chance points. Couldn't get it to drop. All right. Marcus now with the ball for the Eagles, carrying it up the court. All righty. Gets over the line, gets it to Jarrett. Now hold the ball. 3 minutes and 30 seconds remain in this game. They trail by 8. Jarrett goes for the hoop, makes the layup. Nice job. 2 points for him. To be a timeout called by the Phillip Loggers. Schwamigan and Screaming Eagles getting hyped as they've cut that lead back down to 6. 3 minutes and 20 seconds remain. Loggers with the lead. This game's getting close again. We're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we'll have more basketball. Do not go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. You got boys varsity basketball. If you're just joining us, perfect time. There's 3 minutes and 20 seconds left here in Phillips. The Loggers lead by 6, 45-39 against the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. Rival schools, and the game is close. I couldn't have asked for a better game to cast. Awesome. Loggers with the ball. They have that lead. They can. JJ's got the ball, goes left, passes the ball over. They're going quick. They're not even giving me a chance. They seem to keep this tempo. Lane's got it. Quick passing. JJ has it on the right side. Back to Lane at the top. Cooper tried to steal it. Didn't succeed. Lane was able to get the ball back. They're going to pass it over. Gets it over to number 10, Braden, who passes it inside to number 5. Shoots it. Misses. It's going to be out of bounds on number 22, who tried to get the rebound and couldn't. So it's back in Eagles possession. I think the Loggers are playing a little bit too quickly and giving too many offensive attempts to the Eagles. Eagles trail by 6 with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left. If they can get 2 points here, the game is officially kind of anybody's. But, oh, it's a steal! Great job by number 5 who's carrying the hoop. 1-2 for Lamp. It's blocked by Cooper! Way to keep it alive! And it's still keeping it alive, but somehow after all said and done, it ends up in the Loggers' hands. Shoot for 3! And it's blocked! JJ! The clutch 3 for the Loggers! That ball was bouncing left and right all over the court. And after all is said and done, it ends up in his hands. And he shoots the 3, and he makes it. Wait a second. Okay, there it did count. And he drew the foul, too, so we have an and-one opportunity. And it doesn't go in. So it's still 3 points for JJ on the clutch night, or the clutch shot of the night, to push the ball back to 9-point lead. Man, the Loggers needed that. The Eagles kind of had momentum, and JJ ripped it right back. 2 minutes and 15 seconds remain. Cooper shoots off the back of the rim. It's going to be a foul on number – it's a push-off foul, I'm waiting – on number 3. So they're going to say it's on JJ on there on the rebound. So the Eagles will retain possession of the ball here with 2 minutes and 9 seconds. All right, Marcus Purdy passing the ball in underneath. Who's it going to? What an out of bad pass. Easy 1-2 layup. And the literally it looked like a huge, huge miscommunication for the Eagles. And Colin Kleinschmidt says, thank you for the gift. I'm going to take this to the hoop completely uncontested for the 2-point layup. Basically what happened was Marcus Purdy wanted to do a long floating pass to a player that was waiting for him at the 3-point line. The problem was there was no Eagle there waiting for the pass for that to come through. So he basically just launched a ball halfway across the court to the Loggers, who then walked it down to the hoop, and Colin made an easy 2-point layup. That, oh man, that feels like a backbreaker. I mean, even if they didn't make that, it's still heavily favored that the Loggers are winning the game, but that feels like the straw that will break the camel's back and deliver a potential Loggers win here tonight. However, there's still enough time on the clock. There's still enough timeouts in the coach's pockets, and neither the Eagles are in foul trouble now. There's a lot of cards stacked together, but we've seen weirder things in basketball. 11-point lead. Four possessions in between, right? You got to figure 3 threes and a 2. 2 minutes and 3 seconds. I'm trying to think here. The Eagles may have to start fouling. I mean, it's Eagles ball, so they got to score quick here. Honestly, score anything. Make a 2-point game because it's a 4-point possession no matter what. So you just need to make a 2-pointer here, at least. The 3-pointer's nice. Jumper, long 2, Cooper makes it. Clutch. All right. Now we're at a 9-point. Now he's just going to wait to see, wasting time. Lane's got the ball, carrying up the court. He's going to pull off the hoop. They just got to waste time. Then the JJ gets the ball over, foul. Cooper, good job listening to the coach to draw the foul on the JJ. Loggers are happy because they got it on one of their best shooters, so if he can start draining his free throws, then we're looking at a real good look for the Loggers here tonight, who lead by 9 with 1:38 and 2 free throws. Ball is up, and it's in. Nice job by JJ. 10-point lead now, as we are back to a 4-possession game. Ball is up, and it's in. Still a 4-possession game, but 11 is harder to come back than 10. All right, Marcus has the ball behind the back dribble. Nice job trying to get by his guy. He can't. Kicks it over to Mason, who dribbles underneath into the paint, kicks it back out, tries to shoot for 3, and it's just straight up stolen by JJ, who just seems to be running a clinic tonight, both on offense and on defense. Draws the foul, and immediately JJ gets to go, Lane gets to go back on offense. Let's see here. Let's see if he can. He's already made 5 free throws tonight. Let's see if he can make a couple more. All right. Looks like, the whistle. There was a timeout call, but they never called the whistle. They never heard the whistle. Okay. Oh, never mind. The timekeeper just didn't head stop. All right. The time's been reset at 1:25. And here we go. Lane has been shooting great from the free throw line tonight. Let's see if he can make another. Ball is up, and it's in. There we go. So now it's a 12-point lead. One more free throw changes this from a 4-possession game to a 5-possession game, and that really feels like it seals it here tonight. Well, we'll see. Ball is up, and it's in and out. Still a 4-possession game. The Eagles can get down the court here and score 3. They can try to bring this back here. Long shot, but it's possible, and that's what makes it exciting. Mason has the ball, gets it to Marcus. Back to Jarrett, shoots a long 3, and it's in! Jarrett, huge! 53-44 now, and now it's a 9-point game, and it still sounds like this 3 possessions, timeout called. Wow. Man, what an incredible game here. We are just kicking forward. I'd like to thank you. I would like to thank some of our sponsors here tonight, Ford Bank, Ford Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do-It-Your-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Ballers Sports Center, Wolf Farms, Heckman Auction. All of you picked an awesome time to sponsor sports. We have a great game here tonight here in Phillips. Awesome crowd, both sides. We got 1:08 left in this game, 53-44. Now, I'm not just trying to sell you guys on why you should listen to the last minute of this game, right? Because if they have a 9-point lead, the Loggers are pretty much going to win. Statistically, yes. However, basketball gets weird. You still got timeouts. You still got the fouls. If the Loggers get cold at the free throw line, if the Eagles get hot at the 3-point line, man, it can make things exciting. There's still 1:08 left. It's not a joke when people say the game don't start until 2 minutes happens on the clock, right? And the Eagles, like I had said it, that missing that free throw kept it at a 4-possession game, and then the Eagles drained the 3 to make it a 3-possession game. So the Loggers going to pass the ball in and immediately get fouled. It's stolen! Jarrett got the ball, pulls it back to Norson, open 3, and he drains that! It's a 6-point game! I'm telling you, this is what I'm saying! Loggers pass it inside. JJ's got it. Immediately fouled. 55.4. Oh, man. This is why you don't turn the game off. That this 12-point lead turned into a 6-point lead very quickly. As we got something exciting, as I'm seeing so many people on their feet. JJ, junior for the team, point guard, leader, captain. Let's see if he can clutch up here and make these free throws. Even 1 is huge here. It's a 2-point, 2-possession game. Does he make the first one? It's in. 3-possession game. That's 7 points. Ooh, okay, there we go. JJ with a having a night of basketball tonight. All right, can he drain the second one? Ball is up, and it's in. That was huge. That was the breath of air this team needed. They're back up 8 points. They're trying to drive in. Jarrett back to Marcus. Open for three. He shoots. I say open, but he was guarded. Shoots it up. It's going to be a foul on Jarrett as he tried to go for the rebound, and he ends up fouling. I think that was Shea. Might have been Lane. We'll see here. Well, who goes to the line here? I didn't see who got fouled. It's going to be timeout called. 45.1 seconds here. The score is 55 to 47. And after those two free throws, that really took the air out of the Eagles' potential comeback here. However, 8 points is still a three possession deficit. And so if they can get, you know, let's see. If Lane misses this free throw, which, by the way, I think he's missed one tonight. He's made, what is that, six? All right. Here comes Lane on the free throw. Ball is up, and it's in. Nice touch. The ball now moves to a nine-point possession. Still a three-possession game. This free throw to move it to four possessions. Lane with the dribble. It's up. And it's in. Nice. Nice, 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 nice. 10-point lead now. Four-possession game. Mason with the ball. Pulls up. Three. Little long. Misses. Gets it to Marcus. Shoots. Misses. And now it's going to be a foul. And Braden Rivac will be going to the line here with 35.6 seconds. And with this one, this feels like that is the march. So we will see if the coach subs in his bench here after this free throw. Ball is up, and it's nice shooting by Braden. All right. And we have a couple. Look like Dominic Seabury, Ian Joler going in, number 32, Caden. And with that, the Eagles are saying, hey, good game to the Field Loggers. We still have 35.6 seconds left in this game, but the Eagles have subbed in their bench to finish off this game. All right. Braden with a second free throw, and it's in. Nice shooting. They now lead by 12. 33 seconds. Pass over to Sean Morgan, who's got it top. Gets inside the paint. Goes for the layup. Gets it to drop. Nice job by Sean. 10-point lead. Ball gets passed in, and now JJ's got it. They're not trying to foul him this time. He's just carrying the ball. 15 seconds left in the game. He's dribbling. Norson's playing a little bit of defense, but they're calling it right there. Fans on their feet. Applause all around. The weight team as well. What a game by both teams. 2-1, and there's your buzzer. Good job, Philip Loggers, defending their home court from the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, winning 59-49. Loggers, once again, 59, Eagles, 49. What a game. Awesome. Well, this is 98Q Country, and we are proud to bring you the Varsity Boys basketball game here. We're going to go to commercial, but when we come back, we'll have some post game. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back here shortly.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email Scott at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. I'm Stephen Jetlin bringing you tonight's post game. Aaron Phillips says the Loggers defeated the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles 59-49. In a moment, we're going to have J.J. Hakenin join us up here in the booth. We interview him as he had a career night tonight, 27 points. He had 12 in the first half, 15 in the second half, and I'd like to hear from him as he helped lead his team victory against the rival school up in Park Falls. Had a really fun game. The Eagles just could never really pull it back. They were able to get within two, but they just could not wrestle the lead or even bring it to even. And the Loggers were just doing a great job of keeping the Eagles at arm's length. And every time the Eagles were able to kind of get cozy up, get close, they were able to reset, play good defense, make some hoops, and pull it back into a further lead for them, and then finishing with that 10-point difference. All right, 27 points for J.J. tonight. Lane Abraham ended with 14 with just incredible defense, and I think that was the big key factor. Obviously, you want to look at the leading scorer, but I'm telling you, Lane Abraham pretty much shut down Cooper, who had 12 points, by the way. It's kind of weird to be like, hey, the guy that you guarded got 12 points, but Cooper can pull off. I mean, Cooper is averaging 23 points a game and was able to hold him to half that, and that is just so important when you hold Cooper to half his point average, and that's what you won by. So the Loggers done a great job there. All right, so we're going to be bringing on J.J. here in a second. Here, I'll turn the headset around. There you go. Pull it down. Test, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
All right, here. Pull that a little bit closer to your mouth.
Is that good?
There it is. That's good. I can hear you good. Well, thanks for joining me here on air on 98Q Country. First thoughts about the game.
I know Park Falls, it's tough to beat a team three times in a row, and we did that tonight. And Park Falls, they always come to play against us.
Well, that's the rival school,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. They hit big shots at big times, but we stayed strong and took it to them.
I think the thing that impressed me the most tonight was your guys' mental, because not only did you guys keep the lead the whole time, the Eagles had a couple times where they really were bringing it back, but you guys were able to reset.
Yeah.
Tell me about the huddles that you guys were having.
So early, we punched them right away, and then they went on a little run right back and brought it to two. And coaches called a timeout and said, we got to relax. We're all right, but we got to relax and get some stops because they were scoring at ease at times.
That's good. That's huge. So 27 points for you tonight.
Yep.
Is that your career high?
I had 29 early.
Oh, so close.
Close. Yeah.
27 is pretty big.
Yeah.
But tell me about your teammate, Lane Abraham. He seemed to be on the man-to-man job against Cooper.
Okay, yeah. So last game against Park Falls, we'll say Lane wasn't quite locked in, and Cooper had a huge game against us. But Lane was locked in today, and he's our main leader on this team, and he knew that he had to bring it if he wants to stay. Our last home game, got to give it everything.
I would say the Eagles had an opportunity to come back, and you hit yourself some clutch shots right over here on the right side.
Yep.
I mean, you had what, four three-pointers?
Yes.
How's it feel to have a team that trusts you from the outside?
You know, it's the same way with Brayden Hrivac. Brayden Hrivac, he'll get hot, and that's who we got to get the ball to because he's hot. Last game against Rib Lake, he hit six threes. And so I had the hot hand today, and they trusted me.
That's huge.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Well, absolutely.
Hey, thank you once again. Congratulations on the victory, and good luck in the tournament coming up.
Thank you.
All righty.
Have a good night.
Yep, you too. All right, that was J.J. Haakkinen, who is joining us on the radio. So thank you for him for coming in and talking about his game. 27 points for him, able to lead his team. And that is that. 900th. Oh, man, I just got confirmation from the dad who's totally not counting, who just scored his 900th point in his high school career. And he's a junior, so he'll be able to hit that 1,000 mark next year, most likely. So that was a lot of fun. All righty. Well, I think that's it for me. I hope everyone drives safe. I know there's a big snowstorm coming in. And so for everyone that's going north of Park Falls, please be safe on the road. Thank you to all the family, all the friends, all the supporters for both the home team and the away team. You were great tonight. Love seeing the support and great sportsmanship across both teams. Once again, if you're joining us just now, the Phillips Loggers have defeated the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles 59-49. All right, I'm Stephen Jellin, and that's it with me tonight here on 98Q Country. I hope everyone has a good night. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you on the next game.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tonight, President Trump's first address to Congress of his new term. On the same day, he imposed tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China imports. To Washington and ABC's Mary Bruce.
Tariffs have long been a cornerstone of the president's economic policies, and he's offered a wide range of reasons for why he feels these new tariffs are necessary. The big question now, how much pain might Americans feel from this, and will he prepare them for that in his speech tonight?
After Friday's Oval Office diplomatic blowout, a pair of sources now telling ABC News that Ukraine could sign a high-stakes mineral deal in the coming hours. This coming after the president directed his administration to pause military aid to Ukraine. ABC News has learned that the IRS is preparing to cut as much as half of its staff as part of the Trump administration's latest round of cuts to the federal workforce. A powerful winter storm sweeping across the central U.S., high winds, blizzard conditions, a confirmed EF1 tornado touching down in Oklahoma, the system now moving east. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain changing to snow tonight. Winter storm warning for accumulations of 5 to 8 inches and strong wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour, producing widespread blowing snow. Snow continues through tomorrow afternoon, staying windy. Temps fall from the 30s to 20s. Right now it's 33.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
to see her when she's around. She takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
Everybody's laughing, kind of party next week. You'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And then she slides in and she gives you the green light. You hold off till you turn on the headlights. And someday when you're looking back, your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights.
and you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights.
Call them, tell them you won't be in today. Baby, there ain't nothing at the office so important it can't wait. I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't wanna leave this room. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What can I say? I've never felt this way, girl. You're like a dream come true. After all the love we've made, it sure would be a shame if we let this moment. So soon, so you lay back down beside me, girl, just like I know you want to. Trust me when I tell you, darling girl, I just got started loving you. But 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98Q Country.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain changing to snow tonight. Winter storm warning for accumulations of 5 to 8 inches and strong wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour, producing widespread blowing snow. Snow continues through tomorrow afternoon, staying windy. Temps fall from the 30s to 20s. It's 32 degrees.
98Q Country.
Don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some praying's for. If it's close, swing to bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold them close, did a breaks, go for broke, be the first to reach for hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page. when you can't take it slow, cause time sure won't reanimate you a man. Is being true to her till your glass runs out of sand. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some of it.
Some help on the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind. And I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Country.
Hit a 4x4 by you. Well, I'ma take the high road. If it gets long, have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune, some old deep cut, Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
If it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your
it on the street. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.